Welcome, welcome, welcome back. It has been a minute, hasn't it? It's fall now. Last time, anything that was fresh here, if you will, or new here, was back in the spring slash summer. But it's a brand new day. God is good. God is good always. Hey, listen, there are a couple of changes to the podcast. We're going to try to stick to at least 10 minutes, no more than 15 minutes. And I understand that maybe some podcasts go up to 20 and possibly even 40 or 45 minutes. But if that is the case with a specific topic or subject matter, the content will either be broken into parts or a series will be created. Now, if you've been following me and listening to me, you do know that I have both. I have parts. And I also have series. Typically and usually, the series come with the insights, prophecies, and revelations for the upcoming year, which I'm excited to present that and bring that out. But even in that, there will be a change. You'll notice a huge change actually in that. So it's all good. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it. But let's get into today. I'm excited about today. You know, I've been hearing a lot about the fruit of the Spirit and from various people. I've been hearing a lot. Some people are saying the same thing that I've been hearing a lot. One is restitution, recompense, and payback. And those are such great words, and we need that, you know, not just because of what happened in the past few years. Now, we all need a reprieve from that, amen. But there were those of us who had need reprieves before the past few years. And God has been faithful to us, even in that. You know, I was actually ministering before the Lord among people, and that was something that I cried out to Him. God, you have been good to us. You have kept us up until this point, and you'll keep us even beyond. You see, when we forget to be thankful, when we forget to have gratitude, and we have ingratitude instead, thinking of all the things that we don't have or all the things that could be better. And listen, we're human. It happens to the best of us. It happens more regularly than it actually should, or that we're even aware of, or that we can even account for. It happens. However, I believe there is a disproportionate amount of power that when we focus our attentions and our affections on gratitude and on Thanksgiving, that the adverse effects of those pale in comparison to the maximization of gratitude. You see, that's what it was with ancient Israel in the wilderness. If they could just get a grasp, if they could just get a grip that God is still being good to them, even in that, man, the reality of that, and it's tough, everyone. This is not a beat up, not a beat down. So let's just get there. God, we're thankful. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you still provide seed to the sower. We thank you that you still provide food as you give food to the birds, to the crows, even. Lord, you are so mindful and attentive to your sons and daughters. So, yes and amen, we say to the restoration, we say to the recompense, we say to the compensation, we say to the restitution, Lord, may they come swiftly and thank you for doing this. Thank you for revealing this consistently and in some manners, even consecutively to many prophetic voices and other forms of ministers. Lord, we're excited about what you're doing and how you're bringing us through into this new level, to this new season. But let's talk about the fruit of the Spirit because that's really where my heart is. You know, we don't really have power. We don't really have true power without the fruit of the Spirit. There's a guy that is very familiar, biblical figure called Moses. And Moses had an issue with pride and arrogance. Now, I personally presume that Moses knew he was the stuff. Moses knew he had the goods. He wouldn't have struggled with that so much if he did not know that. Bible says it took him 40 years on the backside of a mountain, in the valley where God had to deal with him and deal with his heart. And I mean, of course, we can surmise all the things that were happening and rushing and funneling through Moses' head. There might have been many times of giving up. I'm not this, I'm not that. I wasn't really called to this, or the foolishness and the folly of it all, and even the humility aspect, which is really what God was weeding out of him. Where I am about to send you and take you, you cannot have the flesh. You cannot have the fruit of pride or the fruit of arrogance. You have to be meek. I love that scripture says Moses was the meekest man to live. Of course, during that time, Yeshua still holds the title to date. But during that time, Moses was the meekest man alive. Now, God had to take Moses through some things, people. Hear me, because he did not start off meek. He was not meek. He killed in the name of brotherhood. But when you really look at what that was, it wasn't so much about brotherhood. Now, I believe there were elements of purity there. I believe Moses' heart was really feeling for his Hebrew brother, the maltreatment. But there was a pride and arrogance level that I could do this and it'd be okay. Now, of course, we know it wasn't okay because conscience or conviction hit in, possibly even shame and guilt. Those were warring factors hit in and they caused him to flee. And when he would return the next day, he would be scalded by Hebrews. Are you going to kill us as well, like you killed the Egyptian guard? So he fled. And God had to show Moses, I need my fruit in you. I need my glory. You see, the fruit of the Spirit in the New Testament, what it looked like in the Old Testament is the glory of God. It's still the glory of God. But now we have this greater covenant. We have this greater gift, this greater expression, because our human spirits have come alive to a new capacity to be awakened and to receive Holy Spirit that we can grow and cultivate and walk in his fruit to contain the glory of God. We cannot rob God of his glory. Now, you all need to hear me on this. This is possibly a seemingly simple message. But haven't you found that some of the simplest messages are the most potent? Because we know this, right? Or we think we know it. We've heard this. We've gone around the block with it. Some of us, I've even been delivered from that. I've conquered this. I've overcome this. But God's bringing this around full circle for all of us because there is about to be a mass exodus. It is the time frame that deliverers will arise and deliver many. Now, I don't fully know what that looks like, but I will say this. I believe as deliverers rise, the ecclesia will be advancing to be a delivering battering ram. But I also believe in different sects, S-E-C-T-S, and also different sexes, S-E-X-E-S, in different areas, in different continents, in different portions of countries. God's going to break out in some deliverers for whatever there needs to be the thing for delivering, but he's looking for people who know how to walk with him in glory. He's looking for some people who know how to properly carry his glory. He's looking for meek people. You know, the fruit of the Spirit called gentleness is actually meekness. Go look that word up. So God is saying Moses is the meekest man in the earth. Moses had to get some humility. He had to get some gentleness within him because he didn't have it. And if we are going to be this advancing, heroic, delivering or deliverers, people of God, we're going to need to understand it's God's glory. I want to close out here. In Romans chapter 8, it talks about that we are the sons of God. And you know, we like to harp on that and creation responds to us and will respond to us. But there is a precursor. It also talks about as many who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Being led by the Spirit of God, we have to want to trust the Spirit's leadership, his ministry in us, working with us. That's that fruit. So what fruit do you need today? Is it gentleness or meekness? Is it love? Is it patience? Is it kindness? Is it self-control? Which do you need so you can break through as a breaker and go forward? In Galatians chapter 5, it lists the cause and effect of the flesh and also lists the cause and effect of the spirit. In verse 25 of Galatians chapter 5, it says, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Go up to verse 23. It says, against the fruit of the spirit, there is no such law. And the greatest law, or the greatest of them all, is love. So yeah, you want the power. We want the power. God's about to do this great thing in the world with his people, with us individually, restitution, restoration, recompense, compensation, power. But let's not forget the backside of the mountain, people. Let's not forget the fruit that's been cultivated in us during this time. Let's not forget that what precedes and opens up the doorway for power is meekness, or the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. Lord, we ask that you would cultivate this more by the Spirit of God in us. Lord, we ask by the Spirit of God that you would grow the fruit of gentleness in us, that we would be seen as men and women. It would be evident that when you place your glory, that when we extend our staffs and rods to part seas to deliver people from situations, from bondage, it will all be for your glory, and you will be seen, and the fruit of the Spirit will be evident. In Jesus' name, blessings.